morning, Jim Hasselhoff. Welcome. I'm Aaron with an A.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Hola.
And it's Grammy has joined.
Hi,
welcome,
Grammy,
everybody, to the Internet Podcast Show.
Hi, Heidi.
From Seas.
Hi, Jody.
Coming to you from Seaside, Oregon.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's it sound?
Good morning. Sounds good. Sounds good. Hi, Mr. Yeah. A. Hi, okay. Ralph.
Hello, Tony.
This has all been a big experiment trying to get all the equipment going.
Mr. A. Now you're sounding a little weird. Keep talking.
Echoey.
You're
I sound
okay
a little
now.
Echoey. Yeah, well, that's because Grammy is across the table from me, and as I'm talking in my mic, she is being picked up on her mic.
Gosh.
So
it's not real bad. No, you sounded like you were slowing down, but it sounds good.
Well, so I was slowing down.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Hello, parts.
Well, we got a terrible internet here, terrible Wi-Fi. Like right now, my network signal on the Podbeam app is saying poor. So, yeah. So we might expect a little bit of difficulties today and tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, but we'll survive. We'll get this going. Yeah,
we will survive.
You should go down to the lobby. And set that up in the lobby.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Oh my gosh, that would be crazy.
That would be fun to do a live remote down in their lobby. That would be awesome. That would just totally be awesome.
Good morning, Jess.
Well, the elements are against us this morning. We have a very angry ocean out there because from our we're on the fifth floor and we could look out and see the coast, and got a direct shot at looking at the ocean. And it is angry this morning.
Well, good morning, Aaron. I see you're in there.
Yep,
yay!
So we got an angry ocean. We got a storm coming in later today, and that's going to be fun to watch. I love watching storms coming in. So, I mean, if you're into surfing right now, it'd be a great time to go outside and surf because, I mean, them waves are looking pretty nice out there right now. But anyway, good times. We made it. It's fun. Like I said, I'm a little – this. You know, the last time we came, we didn't have any problems with the internet and the Wi-Fi, but we were on a different floor at a different location in the complex. So,
yes, we were down
– we were down two floors and off to the right. We were off to the right. So we were probably closer to one of their Wi-Fi thingamajiggers that they put in throughout the building. I don't know. Find a Starbucks. Nah, we ain't going to no stinking Starbucks, Ralph. I've got Black Rifle coffee with me this morning.
Oh, yeah.
He got his Black Rifle. Yep.
I was grinding up some coffee to bring with me the other day, and it was I had dark roast. And I decided that I wanted to, I was going to grind up some more. So I grind up a light roast and then I combined the two, mixed them all up. What a excellent blend of coffee this morning. Oh, it tastes so good. Hey, James, good to see you, buddy. Yeah. Aaron called in. Do you see him on your end, Dina Joe? Because I don't see him on the board. Okay.
Yeah,
I see him on mine.
Oh, you see him on yours?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, remember, this electronics thing is acting a little weird today, so we'll get through this. As a matter of fact, I don't have any of my audio effects. I don't have any of my audio effects.
Hi, Tuttles.
And I don't have my music. So, I don't know. Are you ready?
Good morning, Tuttles.
This is a bit of a big experiment. This is just a big experiment.
Hi, Shonda.
Took me a while to get the music working.
Shonda.
My phone is messing up.
Hello, slightly. Serious, we haven't seen you in a while. At least I haven't. Of course, you haven't seen me in a while either.
Hey, Tuttles. Good to see you. Shonda, good to see you. And of course, Eric. I didn't say hi to Eric. Hey, Eric.
Good to see you.
I just got done sharing to Twitter.
Okay,
oh, okay, good. Thank you.
It's called Eric.
Hi, Diane. Forner.
Eric and
Aaron. I always get that wrong. Hi, Diane. Hi, the only crazy lady.
The only crazy lady around.
Yes. Hello. Boo to who? Who are you booing, Ralph?
Ooh, I think you were behind on the chat room.
I must be.
Yeah.
Hello, Shonda. Let me catch up.
I don't know.
Okay,
so anyway, how's everything on your in your neck of the woods there, Dina Jo? The weather.
Oh, it's Dina sunny. Jo? I mean, yesterday it's sunny. Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's sunny. Fine.
Yeah, it's going to be around the low 60s, but it's nice and sunny.
All right, good. Eric, how's it with you over there on, in the Georgia area?
Well, weather's sunny here this morning, too. Otherwise, the weekend was really good.
Well, if you hear me yell tsunami and all of a sudden it gets really quiet, then...
Oh, no.
We're running.
we're running.
At least you're up higher.
yeah, exactly. We're up 5 floors, so I mean, we could probably just sit here and watch the water come in and hit a building. Yeah,
just hope it doesn't come up this high.
Yeah, geez. I sort of always scare about is those nature comes at you movies. You know, I'm always a little worried about that kind of stuff. What if it comes up and gets me? Whatever.
Okay.
So I have no way of connecting Aaron. I have no way of connecting to Aaron. I don't see Aaron on my thing here.
Aaron, unmute yourself. What do you mean? He's there.
There he is. Okay. Can you say something, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. So we got to do, because I don't have the music.
Here,
so here we go. Ready? No. Okay. Here we go. Since we no, you don't want to mute yourself yet.
Hi, Rockin' Out.
Take yourself off me. Okay. All right. Here we go. Because it's time for the A Dog Sports Report. Who let the dog out? Who let the dog out?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious.
We know how to get
Hi,
it done.
Nice to
so, Aaron, what's going on, man? What did you see that caught your eye over the last week since we last talked?
Well, the first thing I have to mention is my Broncos traded away Von Miller over the week.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Easy now, girl.
Hi, Gina. Whoa. He was the team captain.
Oh, hey, GFJ.
He cried.
Oh my god.
It was terrible. He was the team. He was, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. They gave away their job. What? I mean, and what
Hello,
for?
AJ
what for, Aaron?
It was for like two draft picks for like next for the new for
really
the next
bad.
Year's
not
draft. And I'm like,
what? They traded him
good
for
morning,
draft
Gina.
Picks?
And not oh even good God. Draft. What were the draft picks? They're not even
like second
draft.
And third round.
Yes.
Oh, for crying out loud. That's crazy.
It's just like, you know, when you go into when the company decides they're going to start cleaning house and they clean, they get rid of the older people that have all the benefits and everything to get rid
right.
of them first. Boom, you're out of here. He just kicked him to the curb. Oh,
that doesn't make any sense. That does
not
make any sense. Well, I heard about
Hi,
a trade
Gina.
In the NHL that kind of blew me away.
What was that?
I can't remember the teams who they were talking about, but it was this big trade. Oh, this number one guy, we're trading him, you know, and they trade him. And the thing is he hasn't played since he hurt his neck. He hasn't played. Ooh. He's looking at having surgery, and they don't know if he's even going to be able to come back and play. But they traded him. Somebody picked him up and traded him other wings or wingmen or something like that. And I'm thinking, Detroit. Why would you trade for someone you don't even know if he's going to be able to play?
Oh, yeah. And then they were talking him up like he was all this fantastic. And, well, he won't be able to prove it for a while.
Yeah. He still has to get surgery. This trading stuff cracks me up. It just cracks me up.
Yeah. I did see the first college football top 25 rankings, and your Oregon Ducks are at number 4.
Oh.
What?
Number 4. And then Georgia's number 1, Alabama number 2, and then Michigan State number 3.
Oh, so Eric is in Georgia, so they're number 1.
That's awesome. They're first in the rankings right now.
Oh,
that's where's Washington?
That's I don't think they're even talking about that. The Oregon Ducks at 4, that's got to be that's just got to be a courtesy placement. Are they really playing that well? I don't know. Who are they playing?
Rittman.
I don't know who they were playing this past weekend. I'll have to see who they played this week or something.
I'm just shocked because I just don't think the Pac-12 teams play that well. I really don't.
Here's the thing. I think Cincinnati deserves a spot in the top 4 because they got ranked at number 6.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now I think Cincinnati should be above the Ducks. I really do.
Yeah, like give at least Cincinnati number 4, at least a number 4 spot.
I don't know what's going on with that rankings. I don't know. And I saw that who is it, the AP? Or somebody has a computer do the picking for them.
Well,
it's not even people.
Right.
It's for generated top 25.
Right, but it's like a college football playoff committee that comes together every week during the final month of the college football season to come out with the rankings every week. And that's why I like to watch it, so I know who's in the top 4 each and every week until the bowl games begin. Yeah, so I can get an idea. And honestly, I feel like the college football playoffs should expand to like more teams, like at least eight teams or something, because I feel like the conference title games in college football kind of act as like a national quarterfinal.
So Dita Joe says that the Ducks played the Huskies. That's an interconference game on the 6th. But right now, who couldn't beat the Huskies? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Arizona, Hawaii, or what does Eric say? Arizona and Hawaii are the only two U.S. states that don't recognize. Oh.
He's talking about daylight savings, Gina.
Yeah.
Gina mentioned, because she lives in Arizona.
Yes.
That I know because the time changed back over the weekend.
That's right.
I guess if you live in Arizona or Hawaii, you're probably going to have to readjust.
Yeah, because our show's on at 8 now for them instead of 7. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just texting that.
Yeah. Good catch, Eric. Good catch.
I have a question. Are you sorry.
Okay. What was that, Eric?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, what
I was
going to
ask
Aaron?
You, old man, are you a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because they beat Green Bay yesterday.
Yeah, but didn't they have that other quarterback in? Green Bay had that other quarterback in. It's an Aaron Rodgers can't play, right? Because he's got COVID. He's got the vid. Yeah, so they brought that other quarterback in and they lost. So I saw that on the news this morning and I went, yeah, but you're not facing Aaron Rodgers. You know, you're not, you know, that'd be like having Tom Brady get hurt, you know, and then the teams beat them. Hey, we beat them. Yeah, but Tom Brady wasn't playing, you know, like, yeah, we beat
right. Tampa Bay now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like when I saw that, I went, "Yeah, okay, you beat Green Bay, but you weren't playing against Aaron Rodgers."
Yeah,
you know, so I don't know.
And my Broncos—they absolutely—they were like annihilating the Dallas Cowboys yesterday.
Uh huh.
They were up like 30-0, and I was like, yep, game over.
Did they end up winning?
Yeah, 30-16. Oh,
good.
By two touchdowns. So I'm hoping they can beat the Eagles this Sunday and go into the bye week with a three-game winning streak.
Keep the roll, keep the momentum going, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. And also, good news, my Atlanta Braves won the World Series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we remember that from last week. Wow. Yep.
And so I was watching, I catched up on game six, the series clinching game, and Soler, he hit a monster shot to left.
I know.
That actually left the stadium because the roof was open.
Yeah, I know. That was a monster hit.
Those are my favorite parts in baseball, just to see them just absolutely just hit the ball so hard and see how far they can like launch the ball.
You know, I'm into highlights. You know, I'm into highlights.
Are we still like breaking up to you, HAFT?
Welcome, Richard. Welcome, MK.
I'm into the highlights. I like watching the highlights of the, you know, the big hits like that. And the double plays, all the great catches. I'm into watching that stuff.
Yeah. The longest home run I saw this season was in the All-Star game when Vlad Guerrero Jr., he hit a home run so far that it almost went to the concourse.
Jeez Louise.
Like it went to the last row in like left field. And like I heard it like the ball coming off the when he hit it off the bat, and you knew it was going to go really far.
Right.
Yeah.
The ball has a good – it has a sound to it, a real solid sound.
Yeah, that's when you know. That's like when you actually know.
I know, exactly.
And then,
so is everybody having – hold on a second there. Sorry. Is everybody having problems here in the show, or is just
they're picking up like where you tend to break up at times, but we are aware of the technical issues that's going on because you – the old man and Grammy are on location, so we are going to ask that y'all bear with us.
Well, yeah, and then plus two, my problem might be on your side, too.
Oh, there's a lot of weather between here and there.
And I think weather conditions in there might be kind of interfering, like, because y'all looked at the ocean waves, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm out the window right now, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Some big waves out there. Big waves.
You're right about that, Chris.
You keep looking. Keep looking, because when you see all that tide going way back, it's time for us to get out.
That's why I'm watching. When that shoreline starts emptying of water, it's time to head for the truck and try to get out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to have a tsunami. Just a big weather front coming in. Going to be a lot of rain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining pretty heavy when we were traveling here yesterday.
I don't know. So Dina Jo says she's we cannot understand what you're saying. What?
Oh.
Well, then why are you so quiet, Dina Jo? You should be talking. We're right. We're probably, I don't know, 600 yards from the shoreline, from the ocean right now. 600 yards.
Yeah.
Judging by how little the people look out there.
Welcome, cruising camps.
What is it? We're about close. A block from the sand?
Yeah, a block from the sand.
Yeah.
So, and we'll be out there once the weather gets nice, but we ain't going out there now. It's too windy, too nasty. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Aaron. We just forgot all about talking about sports. Anything else you got? Anything else that caught your eye?
I watched a couple of NBA basketball games. I saw the Clippers Warriors basketball game, and Stephen Curry had a really good performance in that game.
I like him.
Oh yeah,
I like watching him play. Stephen Murray, yeah, I like him. He's a good player. I like watching him play. He's probably one of the few people in the NBA now I like watching. I don't watch him very much.
Yeah, and he ended up scoring like 25 points in the first quarter, and he ended up scoring like 40 plus for the entire game.
Go ahead. I was going to say, everybody, the signal's going in and out because I've got this poor network connection with Podbeam. Podbeam is not coming through very strong for me, so I'll just have to bear with it. If, you know, Dina Jo could be on talking. I know, I'm sure she would be fine. What? It's, I hear you yelling in the background. What?
It was weird because I know because Aaron's over there, and I was muted because I was didn't know if it would help, you know, bring it in any clearer.
Nah, that won't help me at all. No. Yeah. My problems are here.
What we hear, it sounds like when you know what that sound like when you're in the Matrix. That's what it sounds
like.
Yeah, where
you sound like
that's
breaking
what
up.
We're hearing. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's just gonna that's how it's gonna
be.
But
then you come back. And the minute you say it, and then you come back. So it's just
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm hoping the technology gets back up and working more clearly tomorrow.
It won't.
They're on location.
We're just gonna have to rely on sometimes technology.
Eric just says to us like, "Hey, I need a break." All right.
Sometimes technology says to us, "See, I'm not as great as everybody thinks I am." Well, that's what it's saying.
When you're breaking in and out, it sounds like Daft Punk a little bit.
Chess Duck says, "Find the place with the best signal." You know, I need going on people's doors. Hey, how's the signal in here? Pretty good. Okay, I'm setting up.
You're right about that, Chess. Find the place with the best signal.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Crazy Lady says technology is rarely her friend.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, it's never my friend.
Oh no, mine either. That's why I always leave it to the old man to fix my stuff for me.
Well, we're just gonna put pressure on. This is just gonna put pressure on. You know, Dina Jo and Eric.
And Aaron.
So we're about ready to say goodbye to Aaron.
Yeah,
segment's done. So, hey, Aaron, thanks, man. Thanks for your report.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Next week we'll be home and back in the studio, and everything should be a lot better quality.
Yeah, absolutely, it should be.
All right, Aaron. Oh, yes. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Appreciate it.
You have a good day.
I will. Thank you, Grammy.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Aw, thank you.
There he goes. Hey, dog. Sports report.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'd give you some applause, but I don't have my applause button. Gosh. Yay!
You have the popping sounds at your disposal.
No, I don't. I don't have them at my disposal because I'm using No, I don't, Eric, because I'm using a different screen, and I can't drop them down. They won't drop down. So I have to go without them. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he didn't bring his extra screen with him.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to pack another screen and card that. It's another thing to set up. Wah, wah, wah. Just a whiny old man to call it.
Oh, really? That is it. What were you crying about yesterday? I can't even remember.
Something, huh? Because he had work. He had to get stuff.
Hey.
He's a procrastinator, and he waits to the last minute to do stuff. Huh, Grammy?
Oh, yes. I know. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Nail on the head, right?
And then he gets mad and irritated because he's putting pressure on himself, and he just doesn't realize that he's the one that's done it to himself.
Do you live with us or something? I mean, it's pretty. You probably nailed that. You nailed that pretty good, you know.
Well,
I can just see it.
It's in their DNA, you know.
I know. Wait till the last minute, then the little Tasmanian devil comes out.
Oh yes, indeed.
He's spinning around trying to get things done, huh?
Yeah,
that's okay.
And especially when I ask him to do something, he'll "Are your legs broke?"
Oh,
and I'm like, "Right now they are."
That's not fair. I don't.
I thought he left. I was like, "Where did he walk to? The kitchen?
That's not fair.
To go get himself some coffee?" I hope he got you some too.
Oh, yeah. Please.
While he's up.
He didn't even offer to heat mine up. I had to get my own cup this morning.
Oh, my word.
But then again, he did make the pot.
Okay.
But he didn't. He had everything set up and ready for me.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hold on. Let me go get the coffee pot so I can freshen your coffee. Hold on. Go ahead. Carry on without me. Go ahead.
Well, I know that the old man was going to bring up, we can talk about the 30 etiquette rules that too many people break these days.
Oh, the etiquette rules. Yeah.
And I know that as I was reading them, I was like, huh, it kind of sounds like you break these, huh, old man?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that sweet? He's putting hot coffee in my cup. Oh, he's topping my cup off.
Nancy. Oh,
the little
so nice.
Sweet pumpkin.
Welcome back, the only crazy lady. Well, number one is put away distractions during dinner. How many times have you been at dinner and someone in the middle of a conversation and they're looking at their phone? It probably happens more times than you admit it. I don't know. When we grew up, we just didn't have phones. We sat at the dinner table, and we ate dinner and talked.
Right.
So it's a lot different than it is now.
Yeah. Well, I've seen where they've shown where you have people have had a basket right at the door and said, put those phones in here. They're not allowed. Yep.
Yep.
That's
how I was brought up. You just don't do that. You look at people in the eyes, you pay attention to the person you're talking to.
Oh, right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I see where the only crazy lady and Jessica say no phones at the table.
Yep.
So see, they're practicing that.
That's good because you should pay attention to the people be present. Be present in the moment.
I think that's further down on that list about looking at people talking to you. You look them in the eye. You know,
yes.
Nobody pays attention to what people are saying anymore. They've got their faces buried in their iPads or their telephones, and they're not listening to what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
That's why Grammy, you know, she'll be talking to me, and I'll go, uh-huh, yeah, right, okay, uh-huh. And then I find out she said, so you're giving me that $100, right? And I'm going, huh? Wait, what? What?
I love throwing stuff out like that.
Oh, good.
Are you going through that list, Tina Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was number one.
Okay.
And I think
Go ahead, Eric. Before
cell phones existed, people had landline phones back then. And you know how like kids wanted to stay on the phone with their friends the whole time, and then. Or whenever you would sit down to a nice hot meal at the dinner table, you remember the old saying, it never fails. Every time I sit down to a nice hot meal, the telephone rings.
Oh,
because
I know.
A lot of people think that preparing dinner makes the phone ring.
Yeah.
You know, or the doorbell.
You know, and
then some people are compelled to just answer the phone because they're afraid they might miss an important phone call.
You know, as the dad, when the phone rang during dinner time, that was my job. I got up and answered the phone. And I just picked, there was a lot of times I just pick it up and go, hello, we're eating dinner, call back later.
Or if you have an answer machine, just let them leave a message.
Yep, exactly.
When answering machines came out. Mm-hmm. Right. But most of the time when my kids were little, I mean, and going through grade school and heading that way, that was before answering machines. You know, it was before answering machines.
Yeah.
And then, their mom would say, okay, dinner's ready. Let's eat. You know, and the little being the little pre-teenies, they'd be on the phone talking to their friend. And I'd say, hey, did you hear your mom? Dinner's ready. Let's go. Okay, just a minute. Let me finish. Click. I'd hang up the phone for them. Get to dinner.
All right, go ahead. All right, number two is give others a break. Someone cuts you off on the road, a waiter takes forever to refill your glass of water, and a cashier seems distracted and taking forever to ring you through. Yes, these are all examples of trying to give somebody a break.
Yeah, we don't have no patience anymore.
No, we don't. We really don't.
Welcome, Sally.
Nobody has any patience anymore. You know, you don't know what's going on in somebody's... And what's funny, you know, Dina Joe, like you and I were talking earlier, what I notice on these etiquette things is things that we talk about we talk about quite a bit on the show, you know, just common courtesy, common politeness,
is what it is about.
You know, have patience. Mm-hmm. Hey, El Gato. Mm-hmm. Good to see you.
Oh, El Gato.
Meow, meow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Elgato changed his profile picture, but it's still a cat, though.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Asha.
Weird.
Hi, Asha.
Whoa, is that the Asha man cave that I know?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, Asha.
Hey, so what else got your eye on that list,
Number three is saying please and thank you. And that is just, I mean, come on. That's just, we should have that in our vocabulary. That is just something that we should do. Another thing that we should be teaching our kids. Please and thank you.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? You know, whatever happened to that? You know, when they ask for stuff, you know, now it's more like a demand. Hey, give me that, you know. Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Americans they're bloody loud and rude.
You can hear me. And the next one is not RSVPing and just showing up. It's saying that's just completely rude, which it is, because the person who's having the shindig needs to know how many people are there so they have the right amount of food or beverages. So just RSVP that you're going to come, and ask if you're allowed to bring somebody with you also.
Exactly.
Just be, you know, have some common courtesy.
Common courtesy.
Again. And this was one I remember. Oh my gosh. It says, leave your stinky food at home. If you work at a job and you just had fish last night, don't bring in your fish and cook it in the microwave so that everybody else in the whole office smells it. That's what they're talking about.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Leave that stinky food at home.
Especially fish.
Yep. So, or don't burn your popcorn. You know, watch your popcorn so it doesn't burn and smell up the whole office, too.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a very important one to remember. Don't reply when you are angry. Hi, Joe. Welcome. Just don't reply. Don't respond, period. Don't reply to emails. Don't respond. Try to take a deep breath and walk away. Because usually when you're in the heat of the moment, what comes out, bam, isn't...
Hey, Joe.
Oh, yeah. It stings and it can't be taken away.
And then you kind of regret it afterwards. So, yeah.
Real quick to everybody, Grammy and I are on the Oregon coast over in Seaside. Our connections aren't that great. There's a storm brewing out there. And so if you hear me going in and out, and you hear, do I sound like I'm a robot? Well, that's why our connections are
terrible. I'm just going to cut him off and start talking, and then he'll come back in. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We're just going to have to deal with it. They got a storm a brewing.
Dina Jo's taking over the show like she should. There you go.
Welcome, PBG. And this is a good one. Bring food over. Nobody brings food over anymore when someone you know is grieving, when there's a new person that moved into the neighborhood, got a new neighbor. I do. My last neighbors that moved in, I bought them muffins. I made muffins and brought them muffins.
That's exactly what Grammy said too when we went through this list. She goes, Dina Jo does all this.
I know.
Yes, you do.
Because that's how I was brought up, you know, and that's how I try to teach. I don't know, Jordan. I don't see him that often, but I do teach Aaron that this is how you're supposed to be. You know, you're supposed to be courteous and do these things. It's common.
Yeah, and then when you're with our gardens, when we have extra, I'm always sharing with my friends. And we've given to the neighbors and like that, especially the zucchini. But yes. And you just to see the faces, they're so surprised and happy.
Yeah, exactly.
I do send thank you cards. And I send birthday cards. And I send cards saying hi.
Christmas, Easter, anniversaries.
Well. Yep.
You do. You send, you send cards just to say hi, thinking of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do.
I know. You send them all the time to Grammy.
Yeah.
You send them all the time to Grammy.
You know why?
Oh,
always on her mind.
As Mad Cave would say, green doesn't look good on you, old man.
Ooh.
So there you go.
That's funny because I thought I lost the signal. That's why I wasn't there.
Adios, El Gato.
Bye, El Gato. Have a good day at work.
Dina Jo, you got Man Cave live. Here we go.
Oh, hi, Asha.
What do you mean? Oh, hi, Asha. See how your tone changes now? It's like,
no,
oh,
I was
hi,
like, Asha. Hi, Asha.
I see. No, I see. I was about to stick up for you there, Dina. I was going to say, you see, you know me too well. And then now I'm just popping in. Like, oh, here he is.
Hello, Asha.
Hello, Grammy. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Are What's you still keeping the old man in check?
Trying.
Hey, it's getting harder. He's out of control.
He is.
I've got no part or influence in this, so I just thought I'll just clear my name out there. So you're on your own, old man.
Oh,
thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you're I've got your back, but I ain't messing around, you know.
You're
it's
right.
All on YouTube, like. But anyway, I just thought I'll just pop in because I'm at work, but I just thought I'd pop in quickly and say hello to you guys. So you guys have a rest of your
you too.
Morning. Is it? Yeah, morning.
Yep. You have the rest
have a good
of your
morning,
day.
Everyone, yeah? Thank you, and take care of yourselves.
You
Thanks
you
for
later.
Calling in, Asha.
Thanks, Man Cave.
So how is baby Poe? Little Poe. That's right. I forgot.
Little Poe.
Little Poe.
Yeah, I like calling her Little Poe.
Yeah. She's so cute. All right. So if we go back to our list, it's talking about number 8. It's talking about don't take your phone calls in public. So, yeah. Walking down the aisle at the grocery store, screaming at somebody on the phone, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I can't stand people that do that. They talk as loud as they can, too.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever he said. I think he said, use your turn signal while driving, and that's number 9.
Oh. That is the old man every time, because I'll ask him every now and then, do you need to check your fuse for your blinker? Is it gone?
He's not. Yeah. You don't use your... Oh, my God.
I do, too.
Hi, Mitchell.
Everybody
Hello,
says
Mitchell.
I don't. I use
Hi,
my
Mitchell.
Turn
Long
signal.
Time no see, friend.
Yes.
I know what you really meant, Poe. I know you said joy after you... What you really said, and then what you corrected it to, I understand. The
Hi,
Y and that B is real close.
Hello.
You're on.
No, I know, but I don't want to interrupt Grammy because Grammy is my Grammy, you know?
I know. She's my Grammy.
You're right
what are
about
you
that.
Talking about?
My Nino.
Oh,
I don't know what you guys are really talking about, things that you don't like, but I don't like when either you or somebody has one item in the supermarket and you don't let the person in back of you go that has like, oh, wait, it's reverse.
Wait,
like, let's say you have half a cart
behind,
full.
Yes, and you're behind me with one item and I don't let you go ahead of me.
Exactly.
That's so rude. I know. Yeah, that's common courtesy. Yeah, we're talking about... like etiquette rules that we grew up with that are gone, that are going away. Yeah, it's just
well that applies.
I know. No, you're
because
absolutely
if I,
right.
And also, like I was on vacation, and if somebody was working and they only had like 3-4 items, I'd go, you know what, you're working. This is your lunch break, and I'd let them through. Yeah. You know.
That's very sweet of you.
Exactly. That's sometimes I'll pay for it. Hey, I've got that for you. Go ahead, get out of here.
Okay, let's not get crazy, but.
Well, no, I'm talking about the one or two items. Some little old lady behind me has.
Oh, yeah, I got
you. You know, or she's in front of me, ringing it up, you know, and she's getting that little worried look on her face.
Yeah,
she's digging through her little coin purse, you know. I go, hey, I've got that. I've got her groceries.
Yeah.
Just bag them up.
Yeah, but if I'm in back of you and I have one item, they got like a full cart and they don't let me go. Man, I hope I run into you in the parking lot.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm just going to give you the evil eye, the curse, like the evil eye.
Well, we were just at Home Depot this weekend, and we had, like you're saying, there was a guy behind us. I think he was buying tape. And you could tell that him and his guy were working on something, and they just came in, and they needed to get this object. The lady who was checking us out, the woman in front of us, the woman, she was really taking her time. And so I told Lewis, let that guy go ahead of us. You know, he's in a hurry. He's got one thing. And this woman is taking forever, and we've got a whole bunch of stuff. And one of the things is on clearance, so God forbid they're probably going to have to look it up, you know, to see why it's on clearance. So we let him go, and he was like, he was so grateful. It was like, okay,
of course.
It was one item.
One item. That's, you're going to be putting the things on the conveyor belt anyways, you know, so.
Yeah, so it was no big deal, but I get you. I agree 100%. Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times people are caught off guard by the politeness because they don't hear it anymore.
You're right. It's foreign. It's a foreign language.
What country are you from?
I know.
No, I'm not on cheapo Tuttles. I buy my coworkers lunch sometimes, or like a person. You know, here's what's rude. I'm going to tell you what's true. One time a coworker went to lunch with me, and he, quote unquote, forgot his wallet in the truck. Yeah. He's all, you got this, right? I go, apparently.
Yeah.
I just said,
oh my God.
I didn't bring my wallet. I thought you had it.
Yeah. What's up with that? But then the next time, I thought it was just a one-time thing. The next time he goes, you got this again, right? And I go, you better go back to your truck right now.
Yeah, you got this again.
Oh,
I do that to Grammy all the time, Elgato.
Mitchell can't get a break from the COVID.
Yeah, Mitchell's in the chat. And it's
you got this, right?
Having COVID. Sick. All right. Well, the next one is just goes along with this. Stay home when you're sick.
Stay home.
Hi, baby. And Matt.
How many times have you
sounds like Elgato's having problems.
And you hear a guy coughing.
Now Elgato's in the major.
Elgato's driving.
Elgato, you're worse than I am. Now your quality.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna let you go, Elgato.
But I was gonna say, how many times have you gone to the theater and somebody's sick?
Oh, they're coughing and hawking up a little.
Yeah, before COVID. Yes. And you're like, just stay home.
I know. You know? I know.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, back in the day, I mean, at work, if you were working, they would not. I mean, they wanted you to come in sick, or you were coming in.
Oh yeah.
Or you got in trouble. But now, it's a whole different.
Yeah, but
story.
You spread it that way.
Exactly.
Anyways, later, guys.
Bye, Elgato.
Bye.
See you later.
I must go back. I'm going back to work.
I haven't gotten a bus song from him in a long time.
Eric,
oh, okay. Let's do it. How do you? I forgot.
You said goodbye to each of us.
I got it. Here we go. Goodbye, Grammy. Goodbye, Dean and Eric. Goodbye, old man. We're glad you rode on the bus with us. See ya. See how I fit foreign?
There you go. Thanks, man. Elgato. Let's give her a clap.
Be safe, Daniel.
And of course, to the audience listening to us on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, in case you missed it live, you know, you're hearing like the sound of Elgato singing, but he even does a really great birthday song. But if you want to catch the show live, you got to come to Podbean.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, and you can hear this again at 11 a.m. on WESN. Epic Strategies Network. They play the whole show again. And so you get to go through and listen to all the bad connections once more time. One more time. There you go.
Exactly.
Okay. That's okay.
That is.
Yeah, so then the last on the, well, we already said this, but it was the next one on our list. Look at somebody when you're talking to them. So that's only being polite. Don't have stuff in your phone or whatever. Pay attention to who you're speaking to. Look them in the eyes. Means something. It's very
exactly
courteous.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it talks about being courteous when an elevator, the doors open up. Wait to see if somebody's coming out before you rush in. That's common courtesy. Those are the elevator rules.
Elevator etiquette.
Yes, elevator etiquette is correct. That's what he said. And hold the door open for others. That also shows people a common courtesy.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, really? I mean, you see, you get to the door first. You have people coming up behind you. Just open the door and say, there you go.
Just hold
let them
open.
In. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, God. Exactly. Don't toot in the elevator.
Yep. Another one is don't ask women if they're pregnant or not. Yeah. Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Really?
Grammy got bit on that one.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I got bit. Yeah.
Oh, no, Grammy.
yeah. Grammy of all people. Yep. I did it. And I got the look that said, don't you ever say that to me or any other woman again.
She said, no, I'm like, just pleasantly plump. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm guilty.
Yeah, I've never done that one yet. So I won't do it now that I know. I won't do it.
Good.
The next one, it says, help those you see that are struggling.
Oh,
kindness,
definitely.
Common courtesy. Bye, Elgato. See you later.
Elgato, thanks for joining.
Elgato, mi niño.
You know, especially the older than and the elderly. I mean, you know, if you see them in the store and they're trying to reach up high for something, just help them.
Oh, my gosh. So, I know. How many times have I told you that has happened to me at Costco? And some they're trying to grab something and nobody, I see all kinds of people walking past them and usually young, you know, younger gentlemen that could easily put their hands up and grab it, but no, they don't. And I do it. I end up doing it. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be I've courteous.
I do too. I try to help them. You know, if you see them struggling, trying to, you know, get to their car, offer to push their cart for them. Good grief. Yeah. You know, just be
it's
nice.
It's not that hard to try being nice to somebody. It really isn't that hard. And it's not going to take that much time out of your day.
No, yeah. No.
Just to show a little bit of common courtesy and kindness and love. Yeah. That's what our world needs. That's what our world needs now is more of this. So send handwritten notes. We've already kind of talked about that. Wipe down the exercise machine. Oh my gosh. When I was able to go to the gym, this was one thing that I did. I actually brought in because they had their own towels and like squirt bottles that you could clean the machines off. I brought my own so that I would clean off the machine before I used it and after I used it because I didn't trust that anybody wiped it down prior to me. So
exactly. When we used to go to the gym, I would do that too.
Yeah, clean
and
it off.
And I'd have people look at me very strange because I was wiping it down and then turning around and getting on it. It's like, wait a minute. They're looking at me like I'm backwards.
Yeah, I forgot one time to wipe the machine down after I was done. And I, you know, I got this big old planet head that sweats an ocean, you know, and I got done and I left the thing all sweaty and some guy comes up to me. And I mean, I felt so bad. It's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know,
welcome night.
Went back and cleaned it up for him. Jeez, I know. I felt bad. But yeah, it doesn't take but a second to wipe things down.
Slido?
Yeah. Yeah. And with everything, this COVID and the flu and the cold and everything, people, you know what? People are just nasty. Clean your machines before and after you use them, period.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wise words from Dina Jo. That's it.
Wise words from Dina Jo.
And yes, and always wash your hands is the next one. That's a good one too. Wash your hands. Because the first thing you do is with your dirty hands is it, like, rub your nose, and there you go. All those little germs go right up your nose. So wash your hands. Keep your hands clean.
Right up your nose. Hello and welcome to everyone who's joined our show recently.
Welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dean and Joe.
Welcome back home, baby.
This is the Old Man and Grammy. We're on the seaside, Oregon, over on the Oregon coast. Storms coming in, causing our signal to be all crazy. So thanks to Dean and Joe and Eric for carrying the weight of the show. If you're new to the podcast, so hit that follow button. Give us a follow. And come on back. We'll be off. We'll be on location for three more shows after this: Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll be back home by Friday on our Friday show. So, thanks for hanging with us.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Yeah. Hello, Chris.
Dita Joe, do you want to try to give the music a shot?
Oh, sure. Are you gonna be able to play it? You think?
I can play it. I'm hoping it'll come through for you. I'm hoping it'll come through for you.
Hi, Chris. Welcome. He hasn't named his baby girl yet. He posted his cutest little picture of, you know, he's holding his brand new little daughter. And he just looks like he's afraid that he has this little thing in his hands. Like he's going to hurt her. You know, it's just this big guy and this little itty bitty girl. It's just the cutest picture. So sweet.
So delicate. That reminds me.
And she feels extra secure.
That reminds me of another etiquette thing is don't post pictures on social media that have other people in it unless you have their permission to post it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't think about that, do we?
No.
I saw that on the list. Yeah. That makes comment. Yeah. Because if you're posting a picture and it has a little kid or something in it, they might not want that. They might not want that posted. They might want to post that themselves. So, yes.
Yeah, especially the little ones.
Ask first. Okay, so moving on to this day in music history, we are
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
Yeah.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock. And here she is, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
All right. We're going to start November 8th in the year 1952. The British music paper New Music Express publishes its first record chart, and the first number one is Italian American singer Al Martino, and the song is Here in My Heart. Martino is being described as one of the great Italian American pop cooners. He is also well known as an actor, playing the singer Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather. Here is Al Martino with Here in My Heart.
So lonely. Here
in My Heart, Al Martino.
Oh, that sounds good.
He's a tuner, huh?
It sounds good to us.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move to the year 1958. The soundtrack to South Pacific went to number one on the UK album chart. It became the longest running number one album of all time, spending a total of 115 weeks at the number one position. Here is one of the famous songs from that soundtrack, Some Enchanted Evening.
Some enchanted evening.
from the Broadway musical South Pacific. My mom had this soundtrack.
Did she?
Yes.
I remember my mom. It's a play. It's a play. I remember my mom's going and seeing the play. Yeah, when we were young.
Oh, I bet. Yeah,
it's a Broadway. It was a Broadway hit too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to move on to "I Love This Song." 1969, The Fifth Dimension hit number one with "Wedding Bell Blues" in America. Oh. The song was written and originally recorded by Laura Nyro when she was only 18 years old. Nyro wrote the song about her mother having an affair with a married man named Bill and how he would never commit to her.
Oh my gosh.
The fifth dimension took it over, and their version, Marilyn McCoo, who is also part of who's the singer, is singing. Yeah. And she's actually engaged to Billy Davis Jr., who is also part of the Fifth Dimension, when she's singing the song. So here is the Fifth Dimension with their version of "Wedding Bell Blues."
Wedding Bell Blues by the Fifth Dimension, and a bunch of stray cats just happened to walk in.
Hey, now.
You know what's funny is Gina Joe, when I started playing this song, I thought, when I heard him singing, I go, oh, I thought this song was something Bill. I never knew. It was called the Wedding Bell Blues.
Yeah. Wedding Bell Blues.
That was one of my favorites.
I love that song.
Let's get these cats out of here now. Get out of here.
All right. We're going to go to the year 1977. American singer and songwriter Suzy Quatro makes her first of 7 appearances on the TV series Happy Days, playing a tough yet adorable leather Tuscadero and a little sister of Fonzie's ex-girlfriend, Pinky Tuscadero. Quatro was raised in Michigan, but little known in America. She was a big hit UK.
Here is
Suzy Quatro with Devil's Gate Drive. Hi, DeGray.
What a great song. Devil Gate Drive, Suzy Quatro.
All right, so then we're going to go on to the year 1986. The band Boston releases their power ballad Amanda by Tom Scholz, I think that's how you say his name, after a 7-year layoff where they didn't play music at all. Remarkably, it was the first and only number one hit for the band, even though songs Don't Look Back and More Than a Feeling got constant airplay. Here is Boston with Amanda.
Baby, tomorrow's so far away. Something I just have to say. I don't think I could hide what I'm feeling inside the other day. Knowing I love you.
This is Amanda by Boston. Mm-hmm. Dina Joe, I know it goes in and out, and so I find myself yelling into the microphone, thinking that's going to fix it.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to fix it. I just want people to know when if they come in, you know.
No, I know. Yeah. I understand.
Anyway, lastly on our list, 1986. Berlin started a 4-week run at number one on the UK singles chart with Take Your Breath Away. The song, which was featured in the film Top Gun, was written by Giorgio Moroder and Tom Whitlock. It won an Academy Award for Best Original Song, as well as a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song in 1986. Here is Berlin with Take Your Breath Away. Bye, Mitchell.
Bye, Mitchell. Take care, hon.
Welcome, Maggie.
Okay. That's Berlin with Take My Breath Away.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, 17 Susa Architect. Nice to see you.
Dina Jo, you do have one other song on that list.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
You
told me when you sent me the list, you go, oh, and I forgot.
Well, and
AC/DC.
Oh, yes, there it is down here. Okay, sorry. Hi, Maggie. And 72, the Architect. Hey, give him a listen. I was listening to him. He's got a good little podcast there. And hi, Maggie.
That's 72nd. Nice 72nd.
Architect. Architect. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was listening.
Thanks
to him
for joining, buddy.
The other mornings. Yeah. So give him give us a follow. Give him a follow. So anyway, all right. Yes, one more. The year 2008, AC/DC started a 2-week run at number one in the U.S. with Black Ice, the band's 15th studio album. It goes number one in 29 countries, including Australia, Canada, and England. Wow. Here is AC/DC for those who rock. We salute you.
Oh, wait a second. I was giving him a follow. All right, done with the follow. And here's AC/DC for those about to rock.
Yeah.
That's AC/DC for those about to rock. Man, the intro's so long. Jeez Louise. Great list, Dina Jo. Thank you.
Thank you, Dina Jo. Great
thank
list.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And it looks like the 72, the architect, he says he's got, I'm going to start my life. Whoa. Oh, you got music. Live show recordings this week. So if you give him a follow, he'll have some on there that you might be able to catch up and listen to. So
there you go.
Thank you for sharing.
Give him a download. Yes, give him a follow. You. Give him a follow.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I'm thinking this today in music history. You mentioned Marilyn McCoo and her husband, Billy Davis Jr. But I know they're forever known for this like famous duet from the early 1970s. That's a classic song, yes. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's always because, on a Motown list. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
That, along with Peaches and Herbs, reunited Denise Williams and Johnny Mathis with the Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. That was like a great time for Motown duets.
Oh, yeah. And they sounded awesome.
They love Motown.
But I know a lot of people might not have been like too familiar with her time during like the Fifth Dimension, except for maybe a couple hits, but I think this duet she did with her husband, that really, it tops the cake right there.
Mm-hmm.
They were a powerful
and,
duet.
And they both have put out great they both put out great music together.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they sounded great together. You bet.
Now didn't the Fifth Dimension
Ashford and Simpson is another duo.
Yeah, that's a good duet.
What's that you
too.
Say, Grammy?
Yeah, they did. They did the Age of Aquarius. Yeah.
Oh, the Age of Aquarius. Okay.
Uh-huh. And the moon
is blah, in blah, the blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And Jupiter alone.
La, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think that's the name of one of their albums, too, is the Age of Aquarius.
Well, right. Well, and another historic event, 56 years ago today, the daytime soap opera Days of Our Lives debuted on NBC, and it's still on today, and the sand is still trickling through the hourglass.
Oh,
yeah. Even though the original cast members, MacDonald Carey and Francis Reed, who are best known as Tom and Alice Horton, are no longer with us, but their legacy lives on.
Oh.
What a long show. That show's been on forever.
Forever.
56 years.
Forever.
You know, Guiding Light ran for 72 years if you include the first 15 years it was on the radio.
Holy moly.
Wow. Good night.
Yep. A lot of those kind of shows started out on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you Gunsmoke have... yeah. Well, and you, with the daytime soaps, you have pioneering soap writer and actress Erna Phillips to thank for that, because she really introduced it to American mainstream audiences with her first creation, Painted Dreams. But many would probably argue that soaps had probably been around long before TV and radio, because long before TV and radio, you had like the vaudeville circuit and English periodical publications where I think they got inspiration.
Could be. But yeah, you're right. Storytelling.
Yeah,
storytelling exactly. has been with mankind forever.
From the beginning.
Great, great trivia stuff, yes. Eric, right there, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, that is true.
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember my mom watching all those shows when she worked nights. You know, she'd come home, go to bed, get up, and watch all her soap operas before she got the rest of the day going, you know.
Well, there used to be a time that women were homemakers, basically like the stay-at-home moms and housewives, because, you know, that there was a time that you didn't have women out in the workforce like you did men back in the old days. But in the last 50 or 60 years, you've had women entering the workforce and really making names for themselves. Because there's even that one television commercial that shows an African-American lady who starts it off saying, they say it's a man's world, and then you see the floor moving up and how women have advanced a long way. But the only downside is women could do anything, and they mention that women have more heart attacks than men do.
Yeah.
February is Heart Health Awareness Month, by the way.
Oh, it is?
February?
Yeah, but much like October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and November is Men's Health Awareness Month.
Yeah, Men's Health Awareness.
Because like the No Shave November.
Yeah, I read that the other day about Men's Health Awareness Month, November. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's good. See, they give you men a month, finally, huh?
Yeah, get to it, go to the doctor.
Think No Shave November. But I know when we get to February, we're going to be reminding people to think about like their heart health, much like October, you know, for women to think about like their breast health.
Yep. No nut November.
No.
Oh, they're great. We love you.
Oh, you know what's so funny is that is the national day. It says cook something bold and pungent today. And what did we just have on that list of common courtesies and being respectful was not to cook any. Well, maybe if you're at home, cook it in your own house.
Yeah.
Something pungent and smelly.
Cook it in your own house.
They show cabbage in front of the girl. So, yeah.
Well, all right. There you go.
STEM and STEAM Day, which I don't understand, because they should be teaching this in school anyway. So I don't get it. Children are significantly better off with, and I agree, strong science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics skills. But they shouldn't, it should be taught anyway. Shouldn't that be taught anyway? That's what they should be learning in school.
It should be.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I remember when I was a kid in school, we were taught etiquette. We were taught things, you know, how to be polite and courteous and all that. That was part of growing up. That was part of our grade school curriculum.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. We were taught how to set the table.
I guess there is a proper way to do that, right?
It's supposed to be. Yeah. Yeah. Now you just throw the stuff on the table and sit down and pig out.
Right. So common code, all those things we were being taught, we were talking about before the music show about being courteous and saying please and thank you and all that good stuff. All of that we need to be teaching our kids, and we shouldn't rely on somebody else to do it. We as parents, and I think it was Tuttles, said we need to be that example to our kids and show them this is how you do it and be that example.
Oh, if we were out and about and we weren't courteous and polite and had etiquette, we were a total embarrassment to our parents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we would hear about it, you know. Don't you ever embarrass me like that again. You know, I mean, we had to tote the line. I mean, that's not a bad thing, but it made us who we are, you know.
Yes,
that's how we learned it. Yeah.
Because I remember whenever we left home, my parents would always tell each of us children, when you go out these doors, you're representing this family.
Don't
keep that in mind.
Don't embarrass our name. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I just heard that in something, and it was a speech. A dad had told his son, you know, I don't have a lot of material things to give you, but I have a good name. You know, so don't ever do anything to destroy that good name.
Oh, that's powerful.
You know, that is something that you should hold up. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very powerful words right there. DeGray says, be good. And if you're not good, be careful.
Yes. Yeah. Because the parents always find out, and they did.
Oh, yeah.
And we do, right? We always find out.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Oh, the all whole right. police well, department knew my parents. With my older brother. He was always into something. Yeah.
Getting in trouble.
So, he was.
Oh my god.
He and my second oldest sister, Patricia. Patricia was noted for running away, and Eddie was noted for getting in trouble. But I think some of the times he was accused because his name would be yelled out when there was a fight, and he wouldn't be anywhere near it. But he still got in trouble.
He was one of the unusual suspects. Or no, the usual suspects. He was always one of the top suspects.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Rounding Third's uncle was the local sheriff, so.
That'll make you tote the line.
Oh, yeah. That'll make you be good, right? It is also a pun day. Keep your doctor away. Puns. So say your puns today.
What was that? Puns?
Puns, yeah. Like, I just burned 2,000 calories. That's the last time I leave brownies in the oven while I nap. Oh. A pun.
That's excellent.
I like that.
I like that. That's great. That's funny.
Or a pig says, my name is Bacon. Crispy Bacon. Crispy Bacon.
Oh, yeah. The puns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Those are funny. Those are absolutely funny right there.
The CEO of IKEA was elected prime minister of Sweden. He should have his cabinet together by his weekend.
I think puns are fun. Puns are fun, and they're funny. Yeah. You got any more?
Let's see. My girlfriend told me she was leaving me because I kept pretending to be a transformer. I said, no, wait, I can change.
That's great. Wah, wah. I was going to make a joke about the supply chain, but you won't get it.
Well, he thought that was funny.
Wah, wah. That's a good one, yeah. That's funny. Yeah, puns are great, man. Just puns are great. You
know? Oh yes,
they're fun.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway,
fun.
We're play getting on close words. To the end, huh?
Yeah, let's try to play the ending song here, and we'll turn it over to Eric to plug some shows. Let's see, can I get this thing to work? Let's see. Actually, we're trying.
Oh, go.
There you go. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Old Man's Podcast Show. Thanks for bearing with us through all the technical difficulties. Come back tomorrow and experience more technical difficulties, because we'll be here. We'll be here for the next 3 days and just have a good time. Eric, you want to plug some shows real quick?
Well, coming up for our Podbean friends, be on lookout during daytime today for the Joe Antonio Show and Milk Dog 2020 and a couple more great podcast friends. And in prime time, you've got the Beans and Weenie Show at its new time of 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and then the Monday edition of the Slightly Serious Show. And then, and I know we'll be back tomorrow morning, and hopefully Ralph might be back in there tomorrow morning. And John DeVito is back on Wednesday with the show after we wrap up, and many more great podcast friends. So make it a good rest of your Monday, everybody.
DeGray says he's going to be on in 15 minutes. Check out the Gray Area's podcast show. Become part of the delinquent army. Hey, thanks, Eric. Hey, want to thank everybody. Give us, hit that follow button. Give us some follows. And we're going to go have some Eggo bagels. I mean, I come all the way to Seaside for an Eggo bagel. And I called and made sure they're still open. So we're going to go do that and just have a good time. That's it. I mean, that's all about. You know, you got to work through your struggles. Yeah, we're having problems with the sound and the electronics, but you got to just work through it. Just work through it and get to the end. It's all going to be good. It's all going to work out. And now a final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today, you guys. We love you guys so much. Have a great rest of your day wherever you're at, and hopefully we'll see you around on the Podbean. Bye.
Dina Jo. Special thanks to Dina Jo and Eric for taking control of the show and getting us through to the end. You guys did great. Beautiful. Now you know what's expected of you for the next 3 days.
Be ready.
And special thanks to Grammy for joining us on the line today. Yes. But it's good to have everybody. Have a great day, everybody.
Instigator.
Actually, you know, the only reason she's up is because she wants to go get that Eggo bagel, too. She ain't fooling me.
I've already got my clothes and shoes on. I'm ready.
She's ready. All I got that door. Grab
my hat, coat, and purse.
We'll give you an Eggo bagel report, and I'll try to snap a picture of it and let you see what we're talking about. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great week. And just get out there and have fun. Remember your etiquette. Be kind. Be courteous. Be polite.
Say please. Say thank you.
And special programming note, the day of Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Christmas Eve, we will not be doing shows. But we'll still be here weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Podbean and Fridays at 11 p.m. with the music show. Yep. Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, that's it. Bye. Music's done. We're out of here. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye now.
Bye.